This is an executive summary of 721 exchanges and the STEP transaction doctrine, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. The 1031 then 721, DST bridge, strategy, exchanging into a DST, then transitioning into a write via a 721 exchange, is powerful, but it must be structured carefully to avoid a tax doctrine that could undermine it, the STEP transaction doctrine. This doctrine allows the IRS to collapse a series of separate steps into a single transaction if they're really components of one integrated, prearranged plan, potentially disregarding the intermediate steps' intended tax treatment. For the DST bridge, the concern is that if the 1031 into the DST and the 721 into the write are too integrated, a single prearranged plan, the IRS could challenge the deferral. So structuring the steps to have independent significance, with genuine investment in the DST, time between the steps, and a non-predetermined 721 exit, is important. This guide explains the STEP transaction doctrine, the risk, and how to mitigate it, with the caveat that this is technical and warrants professional guidance. The STEP transaction doctrine is a judicial/IRS principle that can treat a series of formally separate steps as a single integrated transaction for tax purposes, if the steps are really components of one prearranged plan. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.